Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
Money FM 89.3, welcome back to Sustainable Singapore with me, Rianne Lovell-Boland. Now, Barramundi Group is a leader in pioneering the future of Barramundi through end-to-end sustainable aquaculture and produces around 2,000 tonnes of the fish across Singapore, Australia and Brunei. And sustainable aquaculture is set to take a further step forward as the local farm group has entered a landmark partnership with WWF Singapore to increase responsible seafood production here. Well, joining us on the line to share more is Andreas von Scholten, Chief Executive Officer of Barramundi Group. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
First off, let's start because according to your website, farmed Barramundi has one of the lowest carbon footprints among all animal proteins. So can you just put this into context for us? I mean, how does it compare to other seafood?
Basically, based on how we produce, we obviously apply so-called high-intensity scalable farming model, which is using the oceans as the sort of natural habitat for the fish. In that, really proves to be, we believe, the most efficient way to produce fish. So fish, first of all, is the most, I would say, by far the most sustainable protein to produce, and much less resource and carbon intensive than, for example, land-based protein sources like beef and pork. So I think already in choosing to produce fish, you have made a conscious choice to produce a protein that is environmentally responsible. But when it comes to our way of producing, as I mentioned, we apply an ocean farming model, which is really allowing the fish to grow in its own natural habitat, and it's also very scalable. We know that the ocean represents, I would say, 90% of the world's underutilized resources. So finding good ways to use that tremendous resource we have available to us while still protecting the oceans, we believe is the right way forward for protein production. We're very excited to be in this space. And I think for Barramundi as a species, for those that may not know it, it's a tremendously good tasting fish that we believe has the attributes to become the next salmon, but really a white fish as opposed to the more darker salmon.
Absolutely. And you just touched upon Barramundi's ocean farms. Aqua farms have been known to discharge waste, pesticides and other chemicals. But how do Barramundi's ocean farms, how are they more ecological compared to others?
Certainly. And our focus has always been to do things the right way, to be responsible in everything we do. And in that, safeguarding a healthy ocean is not only critical to our business, but also important for future generations. So we are firmly behind this. And I think we recognize that using the oceans represents a tremendous opportunity because you can produce things very effectively. But there's also a catch that you need to do it in a way so you don't misuse the ocean. So that is really the fine balance we're trying to strike. And I think this is where our commitment to practicing sustainable aquaculture really comes in and forces us to always look for the most responsible, the most sustainable way of producing. So we have made a few progresses in that account. First of all, we were the first and only farm in Singapore to be accredited by the Best Aquaculture Practices. It's called BAP, which is an international standard, very renowned in the U.S., where we are upheld to the highest international standards and environmental regulations. That's one thing that we started doing some time ago, and what you mentioned in your introduction. Lately, we have made a partnership with WWF Singapore to take this a step further. So now we are working with WWF on getting the so-called Aquaculture Stewardship Council accreditation, which is another set of standards, but still just reemphasizes how important we think it is to do things responsible. And to your question, in that audit and set of certifications, there are constant monitoring of anything that is being used to farm the fish, and obviously restricting the use of chemicals, etc. So a few examples I would give. One is that our feed is floating, which many people don't know, but that actually allows us to monitor the feeding behavior of the fish, but also ensure that there are no fish that are going outside of our farms. So this is, in some ways, a way to be more resource effective and also getting to know the fish better. So that's a quite neat feature that we have. And then, as I mentioned, this constant monitoring and seeing that our farms do not have an adverse impact on the fauna, We have corals around our farms that are thriving. So these remain extremely important to us.
So you've just shared some of the best practices that the partnership between WWF Singapore and Burramundi Group is implementing. But I mean, how are you going to use these practices across your farm operations in Australia and also Brunei?
We want to set an example with Singapore. I mean, we have a very strong relationship with the Singapore government, but also prominent organizations like WWF. And so the idea is to learn to use and apply the practices and standards in Singapore, and then later on implement the exactly same standards to our farms in Australia and Brunei. I think the benefit of being in Singapore, there are probably many. But one of them is that we are very close to the farm, so we only need to travel about 30 minutes to visit our farm, which makes us, you know, very quick to respond and to bring out colleagues from WWF, which is, I think, an advantage. As opposed to, for example, Australia, you would have to travel for probably a day and a half to reach our farm, which makes these, you know, progresses quite more challenging to do.
Absolutely. And just on the back of that, you said it only takes 30 minutes to get to the farm in Singapore. Well, you know, Singapore's 30 by 30 campaign aims to improve food security because we currently import 90% of our food. So how is Burramundi Group's farm actually contributing to this plan?
I would say we are probably the largest, by far the largest producer of aquaculture in Singapore, and I would say by quite a margin. So we have, I mean, no secret, been perceived to be very important by the Singapore government, and we have been working very closely with them to allow the entire industry to grow with obviously us as a key example. And I think all the supply disruptions we have faced in the recent years during COVID, for example, we had the Jurong fishery port closing in July, and in some instances borders were shut as well. This is something that obviously proves that having food security is extremely important in the future, and having a strong local producers that are able to step up and supply the local population is tremendously important. So this is obviously where we are very proud to play our part, and we are with our growth plans in Singapore. We more than want to double our production in Singapore over the next 5 years. So with that, obviously, we will be contributing even more towards Singapore's 30 by 30 plan.
Yeah. As you mentioned, Barramundi's goal by 2026 is to attain at least a threefold growth in production to 7,000 tonnes. So could you just share a little bit more about your growth strategy to achieve this?
Absolutely. We have operations across three sites, Singapore, Australia and Brunei, and we actually have a plan to at least double our production in every single site. So in Singapore, we are planning to more than double. In Australia, more than double. But I think the exponential growth is going to come from Brunei, which is growing from zero right now to 3,000 tonnes by 2026. And this really marks an industrial scale project that we have undertaken a few years ago and are now progressed very strongly. Our strategy goes really in over three areas. First of all, we believe in the need to industrialize the production. This really means maximizing the scale of our sites to get as most economies of scale as possible. But we're also mindful that, you know, outside of Australia and maybe even Singapore, Barramundi is still a relatively unknown species. So we also believe we need to make strong inroads and promote and brand Barramundi as a tremendous species across multiple geographies. And we have started, just to give you an example, a few years ago in China, where we have experienced a tremendous amount of support from the local community. I think Barramundi is now really becoming much more popular and a product to be aware of in China. So that's obviously very exciting. And then third and foremost, we are developing this so-called ecosystem of sustainable practices, which encompasses quite a few things, both, you know, new innovations in terms of new vaccines, but also these types of sustainable partnerships with WWF, all help to, I would say, undermine and sustain the development that we see will be a key one for the future, namely to produce seafood in a responsible and sustainable way.
Yeah, and you mentioned about the vaccines there. Well, you recently announced that your in-house vaccines veterinary arm called UVAX will establish a diagnostics lab in Brunei. So just tell me a bit more about it. How does it improve yields through lower mortality? And also, how does it safeguard commercial returns for aquaculture operators?
One particular subsidiary that we own that I'm extremely excited about is UVAX, which was set up a good 8-9 years ago in Singapore and has really helped to sustain our Singapore operation with vaccines and diagnostic services to our farm here, and has helped us reach, you know, the levels that we have today. And we have a firm belief that this is a very unique resource that is important to use for our farms across the group. So this includes Brunei and Australia. And really what it means is you get instant knowledge about any sort of emerging diseases that are about to happen. You with having your local veterinarian on the ground, these things can be picked up before they become sort of mass mortality events, and you can then do something about it. You can stop feeding, you can improve your husbandry. There's a lot of things you can do to mitigate these types of events. And then this sort of first-hand diagnostics know-how gives you also an advantage when it comes to developing new vaccines. Obviously, vaccines is in relation to our prevention first philosophy that, you know, you need to vaccinate fish to give them the best immune protection before going into the sea. So this is where UVAX is playing a key role, and we have a commitment to vaccinate all of our fish across all of our sites with UVAX.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Andreas, for sharing more about how Barramundi Group is improving sustainable aquaculture production.
Thank you.
I've been speaking to Andreas von Scholten, Chief Executive Officer at Barramundi Group. I'm Rhianne Lovell-Boland. This has been Sustainable Singapore on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.